Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we take a very close look at faith. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity that we have to invest these moments, these precious moments in your presence, looking today at faith. Help us, Father, to put our faith, our trust in you and you alone. Our very spiritual life is by grace, through faith, that is not of ourselves, lest we take credit for it. It is a gift, a matchless gift from you. You will provide all our needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. We praise you, Lord, for all that you've done for your saints over thousands of years. And we praise and thank you for what you have done and continue to accomplish in and through our lives. God in heaven, please increase our faith. Give us the moment-by-moment perspective that your love for us is boundless. We can put our faith and trust in you. Amen.
Been through pain before. Lord, when there's nothing else we can depend on, how good it is to know that we can depend on you. You've been our counselor when there was no one we could talk to. You've loved us through all the passages of our lives. You've given us wisdom to teach our children, strength to face the hard times, and joy all along the journey. We've learned that when things seem impossible, you're always up to something in our lives. That something is eternal, and it's for our good. You truly have been our hiding place through all generations. Jesus said to his disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." I'm so glad I learned to trust you. Now give me grace to trust you more.
This is a call to worship. Thank you. Thank you again for joining us for this call to worship. We appreciate your prayer support and donations to this ministry as you're led. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. If you appreciate this ministry, I invite you to send your tax-deductible gift to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. For your convenience, I will repeat that address at the end of this program. There are several ways you can learn more about this ministry. Our website contains an opportunity for you to subscribe to a weekly email that includes a link to that week's program. That allows you to listen to the program whenever it's convenient to you and allows you to hear this ministry, even if it's not on a radio station in your area. You'll also find a list of songs on the website for each program. Our Facebook page is a good opportunity for you to connect with other Call to Worship listeners and to find out what the topic is for the next week's program. When you log on to Facebook, simply search for Call to Worship. It's no accident that you are listening right now. God wants your faith to grow. Remember that we do not live and walk by blind faith, but by the certainty of God's existence. The historical fact that Jesus came to this world, was crucified, then raised the third day as was witnessed by hundreds. His word, the Bible, gives us the rest of the story, and His Holy Spirit helps us to understand and apply these words so that we can have new life in Christ, an abundant life on this earth, and eternity in the presence of our Heavenly Father as we are absent from these bodies and present with Him. Thank you for joining us today as we learn about faith.
esperanza por no ya sin paz. O de tanto esperar ya perdiendo tu canción estás. Puedes creer que su mano está en ti, seguro estás, nunca te ha de abandonar. Eres su gozo y su gran tesoro aquí,
su gran tesoro aquí.
This is your call to worship.
The rock of faith is Jesus, and on this rock we stand. His name is like a tower raised high above the land. And when we are in danger, we run to him and find the grace that keeps our spirits, the peace that guards our minds. Praise the rock, praise the mighty rock. The rock of faith is Jesus, and in this rock we hide. He draws us to his presence, he calls us to abide. And from our rock of
Jesus.
The concept of faith is found throughout Scripture. One of the earliest demonstrations of faith is by Jacob, found in Genesis 32, when he, Jacob, by faith, demands a blessing. Jacob was all alone in the camp, and a man came and wrestled with him until the dawn began to break. When the man saw that he would not win the match, he touched Jacob's hip and wrenched it out of its socket. Then the man said, "Let me go, for the dawn is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." "What is your name?" the man asked. He replied, "Jacob." "Well, your name will no longer be Jacob," the man told him. "From now on, you will be called Israel, because you fought with God and with men and have won." Matthew 15, verse 22 through 28, a Gentile woman came to Christ pleading, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David, for my daughter is possessed by a demon that torments her severely." But Jesus gave her no reply, not even a word. Then his disciples urged him to send her away. "Tell her to go away," they said. "She's bothering us with all her begging." Then Jesus said to the woman, "I was sent only to help God's lost sheep, the people of Israel." But she came and worshiped him, pleading again, "Lord, help me." Jesus responded, "It isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied, "That's true, Lord. But even dogs are allowed to eat the scraps that fall beneath their master's table." "Dear woman," Jesus said to her, "your faith is great. Your request is granted." And her daughter was instantly healed. Matthew chapter 9. Two blind men went right into the house where Jesus was staying, and Jesus asked them, "Do you believe I can make you see?" "Yes, Lord," they told him, "we do." Then he touched their eyes and said, "Because of your faith, it will happen." Then their eyes were opened and they could see. James chapter 1. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Then from Hebrews 11, the faith chapter. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. And it's impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him. It was by faith that Noah built a huge boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before. By his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world, and he received the righteousness that comes from faith. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. And even when he reached the land God had promised him, he lived there by faith, for he was like a foreigner, living in tents. And so did Isaac and Jacob, who inherited the same promise. Abraham was confidently looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God. It was by faith that even Sarah was able to have a child, though she was barren and was too old. She believed that God would keep His promise. And so, a whole nation came from this one man who was as good as dead, a nation with so many people that, like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore, there is no way to count them. All these people died still believing what God had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. They agreed that they were foreigners and nomads here on earth. Obviously, people who say such things are looking forward to a country they can call their own. If they had longed for the country they came from, they could have gone back. But they were looking for a better place, a heavenly homeland. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. It was by faith that Moses' parents hid him for 3 months when he was born. They saw that God had given them an unusual child, and they were not afraid to disobey the king's command. It was by faith that Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to share the oppression of God's people instead of enjoying the fleeting pleasures of sin. He thought it was better to suffer for the sake of Christ than to own the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking ahead to his great reward. It was by faith that Moses left the land of Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He kept right on going because he kept his eyes on the one who is invisible. It was by faith that Moses commanded the people of Israel to keep the Passover and to sprinkle blood on the doorposts so that the angel of death would not kill their firstborn sons. It was by faith that the people of Israel went right through the Red Sea as though they were on dry ground. But when the Egyptians tried to follow, they were all drowned. By faith, people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, and received what God had promised them. They shut the mouths of lions, quenched the flames of fire, and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight. Women received their loved ones back again from the dead. But others were tortured, refusing to turn from God in order to be set free. They placed their hope in a better life after the resurrection. They were too good for this world. All these people earned a good reputation because of their faith. Yet none of them received all that God had promised, for God had something better in mind for us, so that they would not reach perfection without us. And then Hebrews 12, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Romans 1:17. This good news tells us how God makes us right in His sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As the Scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. And finally, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Indeed, we live and walk by faith, not by sight.
Thank you. have for me that Jesus saves, this ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to him, he'll never cast me out. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. My heart is leaning on the word, the written word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through his blood. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. Physician heals the sick, the lost he came to save. For me his precious blood he shed, for me his life he gave. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, he died for me. I know he died for me.
Our call to worship topic this hour has been faith. Thank you for listening. God is using this program to touch lives for his kingdom. And as this time is a blessing to you, please consider a gift to this ministry. Call to Worship is listener-supported. It's your continued prayers and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on the air. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. Our website address, calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page to get a heads up on the topic for next week's program. Thank you for your support. I look forward to spending time with you again next week. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. It is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him.
Passing the faith along to my brother. Passing the faith along, helping to build the faith of another. Passing the faith along, sharing a word of hope with my brother, helping to make him strong. Passing the faith along to my brother. Passing the faith along. Passing the faith along to my brother. Passing the faith along, helping to build the faith of another. Passing the faith along, sharing the word of hope with my brother, helping to make him strong. Passing the faith along to my brother, passing the faith along. The runner of a relay finds in his baton purpose for the running and strength to carry on. We hold within our grasp the faith that makes us strong. And like the relay runner, we seek to pass it on. Passing the faith along to my brother.
generations of saints have come and gone. The spark ignites as an ember fades and the flame continues on. A challenge to the young, an assurance for the old. The faith burns ever brighter each time our story's told. Passing the faith along to my brother, passing the faith along.
Well, we are
helping to build the faith of another, passing the faith along. Sharing a word of hope with my brother, helping to make him strong.
Everybody now,
passing the faith along to my brother, passing the faith along.
We are
passing the faith along to my brother, passing the faith along. Helping to build the faith of another, passing the faith along.
Yeah.
Sharing the word of hope with my brother, helping to make him strong. Passing the faith along to my brother, passing the faith along.
Well,